President Biden has tried to make it clear he has no plans to drop out of the race for a second term.
I know how to do this job. And I know the good Lord hasn't brought us this far to leave us now.
But some members of his own party are still scrambling to try to find a way to push him off the ballot. They're afraid he's going to lose and drag the whole party down with him. And there's an important deadline just around the corner that's worrying Democratic lawmakers.
NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now from Wisconsin with more. So, Tam, after the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, talk of trying to get Biden to drop out of the race has seemed to, you know, just fade a little bit. But you have some reporting that it has not gone away.
That is correct. My colleague Deirdre Walsh and I obtained copies of a draft letter that has been circulating among House Democrats. It's a letter to Democratic National Committee members, the people who govern the party. And it's about the roll call vote that would officially make President Biden the party's nominee. This year, the party has decided to hold it early, ahead of the convention in Chicago in August. And normally, this kind of obscure party technicality wouldn't get noticed, but these are not normal times.
No, they are not. So why is the Democratic Party planning to hold this vote before the convention?
It goes back to May, long before the president's devastating debate performance last month. And the deadline to get Biden's name on the ballot in the state of Ohio was causing concern. If they waited until the convention, there was a chance that Ohio would have kept his name off the ballot. So the DNC decided to hold this early virtual roll call vote to get around the problem.
All right. So what's the concern then for Democratic lawmakers?
Well, there's a twist. Ohio's GOP-controlled legislature eventually passed a fix for that law. So these Democratic lawmakers say there's no longer a need for an early virtual roll call vote. They say the party can and should wait for the convention like usual. And they accused the DNC of sticking with the plan for political reasons, because the vote would likely mean that Biden is the official nominee well before delegates show up in Chicago next month. That would make it much harder for any sort of last minute challenger or floor fight.
All right. So what does the DNC and the campaign say about that?
The chairman of the Democratic National Committee insisted this is not being accelerated for political reasons. And when pressed on it, Biden deputy campaign manager Quinton Fulks said the campaign just doesn't trust Ohio Republicans on this ballot situation.
They solved it with a legislative fix. We've moved forward. We instituted this before they had a fix, and we're going to continue on that path because we're not going to leave it up to them to change the rules again.
A senior Democratic consultant who works with House members told Deirdre that this insistence by the DNC and Biden campaign rubs people the wrong way.
So when is this roll call vote supposed to happen?
We don't know yet. There are two DNC committees that are meeting on Friday and Sunday to set the rules and the date. As it stands right now, this effort to boot Biden still faces serious obstacles, like finding a candidate willing to put their neck out and say they want to replace Biden. And also Biden himself, who's repeatedly said he is staying in the race. And thus far, this pressure campaign isn't working to get him out.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Thanks a lot, Tam.
You're welcome.